Good evening. I'm Daniel Vandenberg, ZL2DRV in New Plymouth.
And I'm Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL in Upper Hutt.
And I'm Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG from Christchurch.
And I'm Jim Meacham, ZL2BHF in Nelson. And together, we bring you the NZART official broadcast for October 2023. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to tonight's official broadcast. Leading the lineup tonight is Presidential Comment. Here's our NZART President, Daniel Vandenberg, ZL2DRV. Daniel?
Kia ora, and from Adelaide. Daylight saving is here, and while I know some do not appreciate the longer days, it's a sign that summer is around the corner. I am aware many do not like change. I am one of those who do not always appreciate change. However, sometimes change is necessary. As previously noted, HQ has moved to a new invoice system. The goal is to make it less stressful for all involved at invoice time. Invoices for the 2024 subscription to NZART have now been sent out. For those members who gave NZART their email address, these invoices were emailed to you earlier this month. To the members who did not give us an email address or do not have an email address, these invoices have been posted to you. If you have not received your invoice and we have your email address, please check your spam box. If you do not receive a posted invoice, please contact headquarters for help. The 2023 call book is coming along slowly. I am diligently going through the changes. Now it is taking longer than anticipated, but we shall get there. At this stage, the 2023 call book will be available only via the NZART website as a free download in December. The reason for this is that to publish a call book will cost $12,000 compared to $3,000 for the online version. This is a trial of sorts. As call book editor, I am aware this does not suit for everyone. At this year's AGM in Palmerston North, Council got a clear message to investigate and work towards implementing a digital version of Braken. I can report that Council have worked on this, and we are about to get a working party together to look at how to get this option up and running for members. The printed version of Braken is not affected by this change. There will still be a printed published version of Braken. To members and non-members who have a need to communicate with headquarters and or association volunteers, please remember, respectful communication are always appreciated. Everyone's issues are different, and our staff and volunteers work to resolve these issues in a timely manner. That's it from me, Jim. Back to you.
Thank you, Daniel. NZART President Daniel Vandenberg, ZL2DRV. The Western Suburbs Amateur Radio Club, Branch 03 NZART, is holding a used equipment sale next Saturday, the 4th of November, at the Rosebank Primary School Hall, 217 Rosebank Road in Avondale. Now, tables are $10 each prepaid before the sale, or on the day of the sale, if still available. Table bookings should be made to Tony, ZL1TLC. You can email him wsrc@outlook.co.nz. Or telephone 021 0251 0059. 021 0251 0059. Sellers are welcome at 8 a.m, buyers at 9 a.m, and the sale closes at midday. A cafeteria with hot food, tea, coffee, and soft drinks will be available at the site. The word is, even if you're not buying or selling, come along for the fun and meet fellow electronic enthusiasts. That's the Western Suburbs Amateur Radio Club used equipment sale next Saturday, the 4th of November, at 217 Rosebank Road in Avondale, Auckland. Time now to head to Upper Hutt and join our NZART business manager, Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL. Greetings, Debbie.
Kia ora, tēnā tātou. Katoa. Greetings, everyone. As mentioned by Daniel, subscription invoices have now been either sent electronically or by post.
This year has been rather tumultuous for me with health issues spanning nearly 8 months. Into the mix, new systems were introduced, including the database, accounting package, and finally ending with new hardware that required a change to Office 365 running on Windows 11 on my new laptop. In any world, it was the perfect storm that would incur unforeseen errors. One of them were family memberships who have received their own invoices rather than being included with the primary member. I do hope to have this resolved next year. Finally, while on the topic of subscriptions, as always, the invoice states the full amount to pay for members eligible for the $15 discount. Please deduct this before submitting payments. As of November the 1st, I will not be refunding any overpaid discounts. Moving to Office 365 also required a change to the Exchange Gateway, which conflicted with our @NZART email addresses. I know this is still an issue for many of you, as our webmaster works through the long list of users to be moved. I just ask for your patience, please. On the topic of the 60 metre or 5 megahertz band, I will not be accepting any further applications for this band. I have been advised that it will soon become part of the General User Radio Licence, or GURL, therefore open for all to use. On a brighter note, this year has been the best year on record for new candidates successfully passing the amateur radio examination. To date, we've had 152 passes. Amazing. I am aware of at least two more ham crams coming up, so keep up the awesome work, branches. Let's work together to keep these new amateurs interested in the hobby. Some of these new amateurs have joined for the specific purpose of joining AREC. If they are interested, please have them contact one of the three regional managers, Steve Main, ZL2RI, Upper North Island, Simon Osborne, ZL2TSO, Central Region of North Island, and Lindsay Ross, ZL4KS, South Island Regional Manager. Or lastly, Annalise Mukalai, AREC Administration. Annalise can be contacted on admin@arec.nz or please call her on 022-432-2105. Well, that's all from me, Jim. Na mihi nui, mā te wā. Until next time.
Thank you, Debbie. Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL, NZART's Business Manager. Planning for the 2024 NZART Conference at the Air Force Museum of New Zealand at Wigram over King's Birthday Weekend 2024 is well underway. The committee's working hard to make sure that both the amateur and alternate programs are truly memorable. The website at hamradio.co.nz is up and regular updates via all NZART channels will be posted. See the 2024 conference update on page 12 of your September-October break-in. The organising team are looking forward to seeing you in Christchurch. Start planning your trip now. For an update on international amateur radio news, we join the team at the Amateur Radio Newsline.
If you happen to hear an amateur with a Russian call sign while you're listening on the band between 50 and 52 megahertz, you're not imagining things. And no, that ham is not violating any regulations. Ed Durant, DD5LP, tells us what's happening.
Russian amateurs holding that country's highest class of radio license are now being permitted to use the 6-meter band, with up to as much as 1 kilowatt, under a verbal agreement with the Russian regulator. According to a report in the November 2023 issue of Funk Telegram, hams are working to secure written permission for 6 meters, which is not officially defined as an amateur band in Russia. Hams with Russian call signs have been using the band since 2014 from Crimea, when that territory was annexed. This was a privilege carried over from the time when the 6-meter operation was permitted in Crimea when it was part of Ukraine. Funk Telegram quotes Alexander Kozlov, RW5C, an active amateur who is on the air from Moscow, as confirming to the magazine that a number of amateurs like him are now being heard regularly on the band and are making contacts. Russian amateurs have long contended that if authorities recognize 6-meter operation from Crimea, the privilege should be extended to all Russian hams. This is Ed Durant, DD5LP.
YLs throughout Australia and beyond are getting ready for a few days of socializing and talking about one of their favorite topics, amateur radio. Graham Kent, VK4BB, tells us what's on the agenda.
It's been a tradition every few years since 1984, a national get-together of the members of ALARA, the Australian Ladies Amateur Radio Association. Next month, the in-person contacts will be made in Hobart, where YLs from the organisation will meet up, some for the first time, without having to call CQ. ALARA Meet, as it is known, is now held every 3 years. It features a busy agenda on the 4th and 5th of November, a mix of amateur radio activities and social outings, including a tour of historic sites and an optional cruise. It's not unexpected to have an international attendance. Many of the 200 or so ALARA members live overseas and have their membership sponsored by YLs living down under. Created in 1975, ALARA works to nurture women's participation and enthusiasm for all things amateur radio. This is Graham Kemp, VK4BB.
Hams and shortwave listeners alike are invited to participate in a radio event that celebrates the reach of shortwave and its powers to send music and other programming around the world. Here's Jim Meechan, ZL2BHF, with the details.
If you thought the days of shortwave broadcast listening were gone, you may be wrong, as a broadcast station in Taiwan is reaching out to the global amateur radio community for assistance with its international shortwave event that continues until 14th of November. The Fushun Broadcasting Station is asking listeners to send reception reports that include such details as favourite music being heard or favourite programme. The listening frequencies are 9.410 MHz, 9.774 MHz, and 15.375 MHz. Listeners who provide reception details will be sent a QSL card. The station also broadcasts locally on AM and FM, but that programming is not involved in this activity. Reception report forms can be downloaded from the station's website, which appears in the text version of this week's newscast. If you have questions about the shortwave event, send an email to fhbstp@fhbs.com.tw. This is Jim Meechan, ZL2BHF.
For now, with Karen Eve Murray, KD2GUT at the news desk in New York, and our news team worldwide, I'm Paul Brown, WD9GCO in Valparaiso, Indiana, saying 73. As always, we thank you for listening. Amateur Radio Newsline is copyright 2023. All rights reserved.
And as always, we say thank you to Newsline for the use of their copyright material. Looking tonight at upcoming contests, the 2023 Field Day Contest, all bands 6 metres and above, is to be held on Saturday the 2nd and Sunday the 3rd of December. Operating periods are 5 p.m. until 11 p.m. on the Saturday and 7 a.m. until 1 p.m. on the Sunday, New Zealand local time. To Straight Key Night, Summer Edition. That's on Sunday the 3rd of December, 9 till 10 p.m. New Zealand time. Polish and lubricate that old Morse key and enjoy an evening of old-time radio fun. SKN is an informal event which honours the roots of amateur radio. Morse code sent with a straight key, no bugs, side swipers, keyers or keyboards. Again, that's SKN on Sunday, December the 3rd. Finally, a reminder of the H-Night contest. This contest commemorates the return of some amateur radio privileges after World War II and is held on the evening of the 8th of December. On this date in 1945, amateurs were permitted once more to operate on the 80-meter band and other allocated spectrum just below today's 6-meter band. H Night is a way to commemorate the moment in time by getting on the air on the 80-meter band at 7:30 p.m. on the 8th of December. Now, full details and the rules for the contest mentioned tonight are on the NZART webpage, nzart.org.nz/activities. Down to Christchurch we go now to update on activities of NZART branches with Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG.
Thanks, Jim, and good evening, everyone. We start with the North Shore Branch 29 NZART, which has its next meeting on Monday, November the 6th. It'll be the annual general meeting, and that will be held at the club rooms at 400 East Coast Road in Sunnynook in Auckland. Wellington Branch 50 NZART has a Sunday workshop meeting on the 5th of November, featuring the QDX digital kit. Now, this is a kit set available from QRP Labs. It's a tiny box that interfaces to a computer to provide digital modes on 5 bands from 80 through to 20 metres. John ZL2XJ and Mike ZL1AXG have these kits, and they'll report on their experiences in building and using them. All are welcome. Tea, coffee and biscuits will be available after the workshop. Down the South Island now, and Marlborough Branch 22 NZART has their next general meeting on Thursday, November the 9th at the Emergency Operations Centre. Paul will give a talk on the Marlborough Lines DMR system construction. And finally to Christchurch Branch 05 NZART, which has its next general meeting on Wednesday the 1st of November, starting 7:30pm at the club rooms, which is at 5 Idris Road in Fendleton. Barry's ZL2ULD will give a presentation on his 4.5 years at Kamen Aerospace in Connecticut in the USA, initially as a design engineer, then as a flight test engineer on the Kamen SH-2G Super Sea Sprite helicopters for the Australian and New Zealand Navies. And just an advance note that the club will have its annual general meeting on Wednesday the 6th of November. Well, that's all from me, Jim. Back to you.
Thank you, Stephen. Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG, reporting from Christchurch. The next official broadcast of NZART will be made by ZL6A at 8pm on Sunday the 26th of November. This is ZL6A, headquarters station of the New Zealand Association of Radio Transmitters, concluding the official broadcast for October 2023. Good night, everyone. Good night now.